Yeah, man.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, since today the last day of the month, and tomorrow the first day of the month, you know what we're about to hit y'all with. This talk and sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. What the deal? It's your boy L Boogie, and as always, riding shotgun with me, my man T Ro from Dallas, Texas, North Park, that is, and Jewel to G representing Los Angeles County. What the deal, world? Great weekend, bro. Great weekend. How you doing? How you doing, babe? Oh, man, the streets is talking, man. You know what it is. Glad to be in the building. You know, the weather's cooling down. We finally out of the trips. So, you know, for those that don't know what trips mean, that means triple digits. We finally made it to the 90s. So, shit, I'm doing hella good. How about yourself, partner? What's up with you, G-Wells? I see you, baby. What's up with you? What's going on with you, L Boogie? How was your weekend? Did you like what you saw this weekend?
Great weekend. We know that training camp was about to start in the NBA. Great football games yesterday in the NFL. The streets is talking, man. Major League Baseball, it's a playoff game tonight to get in the playoffs. So it's hot. The asylum is hot. I know the first thing that people want to talk about, I know from my hometown, is probably those Cleveland Browns. Since the trade, they are 2-0 behind Brian Hoyer, hometown kid. What do you think, Cleveland fans? Give us a call, 347-855-8896. And if you're on your laptops, blogtalkradio.com. The streets is talking.
Get on, Cleveland. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody wanted to knock Cleveland, thought Trent Richardson getting rid of that guy was going to be the end of the world. Look what them boys doing. They 2-0 without that boy, El Boogie. What's the difference? What seems to be the difference in the Cleveland Browns now that Trent Richardson is gone?
Well, first and foremost, like I said on the show, is that regardless of what you do, you got to let the guy stay on and implement his system. That's first and foremost. And I said this in preseason. You need a quarterback. Now, to the callers, you're there every day, 24 hours. You're in my hometown up in Cleveland. I know you're calling in. So what are the streets talking? Is he just a Band-Aid? Or is he stitches? The streets is talking. Answer that question for me, world. They're very excited. But like I said, it's a long season. And congratulations. And like I said, they keep a good defense, bro. I didn't say their D wasn't good. I just said they needed a quarterback. Have they found one?
Maybe after jumping over the second string, going to the third string, you know what I mean? So big ups to the Browns. And you know who else I was impressed with? I know that everybody wants to talk about this one too. Buffalo, you know, winning a home game, another home game for E.J. Manuel. Going, having, you know, Joe Flacco, the $1 trillion man, come on in and throw 5 picks. And Buffalo was able to get away with a victory 23-20 over the world champs and the Baltimore Ravens. What did you talk about that? E.J. Manuel getting better or Flacco getting worse?
Having your running back Ray Rice out, it hurts your checkdowns. When in doubt, you know, like Ray said, you know, middle over the, you know what I'm saying, over the middle. And the thing about Ray, you know, Rice is that you can always run the ball. You can go play action. So without having him in, yes, they have a nice running back in Pierce, but he's not Ray Rice, the Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion, even though he is too. But that's Ray Rice. So I'm very concerned if I'm the Baltimore Ravens, you're putting a lot on that kid's plate. And, you know, like the kid, you know, Ty Money said, Team Money, you know, he told us, we will see what Flacco is made of because he has all the money. He has to make guys better. You have to do the Drew Brees. You have to do the Tom Brady, the Peyton Manning. You have to make guys better. Right now, I don't think he is. And what about last night? Bro, Atlanta and the Patriots. What's your thoughts about that game?
Man, you know what? Both of those teams are tricky. You know what I mean? Because when I thought Atlanta was really going to handle up on New England because New England really don't have nobody but Tom Brady, Tom Brady shows me another side and shows me that that's why he is King Pimp back there in the pocket when he's doing his thing. 4-0 with a squad we barely know. I only know one dude because he dropped so many balls, and that's number 85, Tompkins. I just know him because he dropped balls, L. Boogie. I don't know him because of when he entered the league and why he was, you know, chosen by why Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots chose this dude to become a wide receiver. I don't know this dude. I don't even know who he played with in college. But one thing I do know is Tom Brady will throw this guy the ball, and when Tom Brady throws this guy the ball, it's a 50-50 chance that he's going to catch it. But he catches the most important ones, I must say. You know what I'm saying? And he's getting better at it. And I thought New England was about to go down to the Dirty Bird City and get run over by what I thought was a good Atlanta team. And Atlanta 1-3. You know what I'm saying? And so hopefully next Monday night they can get a victory you know, hopefully next Monday night, because I think they play an even softer opponent on Monday night. Matter of fact, they play the New York Jets. So I think that Atlanta could get a win against Geno, but you never know, because Geno, with his flopping ass, we'll get to Geno later. But I must say, New England really impressed me. I thought they were about to get stomped down in the hot Atlanta. And then Atlanta just didn't show me nothing until the last. They almost remind me of Tim Tebow. They didn't show me nothing until the last 2 minutes of the game. And then they all of a sudden they want to play and then try to score points and do this and have give your team a chance to win. And no, man, Atlanta, you've been pulling my coattails and keeping me blind for the last 2-3 years. You ain't ready. You was a good regular season team. Now you ain't even a good regular season team. You might even go, you're going to be struggling to make 8-8 if you don't win the next one. So, Matt Ryan, get your mind right. And, you know, Atlanta, you gotta come harder than that. But big up to my man Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, doing it with nobody, Bill Belichick style. You know what I mean? So, that was just a tricky game. You know, what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. What was your thoughts on the game, Elbun?
They were what we thought they were. A bunch of softies. No disrespect, but they're softer than medicated cotton. Softer than medicated cotton. That's why Tom Brady is who he is. And not Matty Ice, but Melting Matt. Melting Matt Ryan. It seems that every time he gets down into the 20-yard line where you're supposed to be efficient, he comes up short. Playoff games and all that. It's Super Bowl or bust for that team, too. Did you see the 52 points that Peyton Manning put up?
Damn. Peyton Manning. 52. He trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Bro, if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's a bust. Do you agree?
Denver Broncos we talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Especially Peyton Manning. 16 touchdowns. No intercept. You can tell we're in the street. We got a busted ass forward running down the street. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's Super Bowl of the bust for the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos ain't even got all their pieces together. They still missing Von Miller for his cheating ass. They still missing Champ Bailey, who becoming a B.O.B. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they doing real good. Peyton Manning, 16 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The wide receivers are happy. When you keep the wide receivers happy, you know what time it is. You know what I mean? So I just believe that it is Super Bowl or bust. It is Super Bowl or bust for the Denver Broncos because they are just that good. And you got to remember, they were only 30 seconds away from going to the Super Bowl last year until God, you know, had his intervine intervention. So, you know.
Well, I'm not going to say they were going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to say they were one more step because they still would have had to play the New England Patriots. So who knows what would have happened? They would have beat the Pats?
Man, they would have gave it to the Patriots, man. Tom Brady got that little thing, you know, about his little stats again against Peyton Manning, but that defense is way better than New England. I mean, in Denver than what New England has. So, you know, that wouldn't have been a problem for them going into New England and doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that would have been a problem.
Before you get into the asylum, bro, because we're going to go in there real quickly tonight. It's hot. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings going into the game 0-3. And Minnesota comes out victory. It's mayhem in Cleveland. They love it. Are you concerned if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler fan? I know Cleveland fans are ecstatic. 0-4, the city is going crazy. The Tribe in the playoffs, and the Browns are 2-2 atop of the division, and Pittsburgh 0-4. It's a great day in the land. I'm surprised they haven't called anybody naked running down the street.
Well, the week
in
just
the flats.
Yeah, the week just started, so don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure somebody gonna get caught.
But yo, Ro, I know the Asylum Hot, man. Who you got coming in first? Man, I know they want to say something, man. I've been tearing up the Browns. I know they're eager to get at the boy Boogie, man.
Oh man, hold on, man. We gonna go to a quick commercial real quick because you know we got a little stuff happening down here in the studio real quick. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we definitely gonna hit up that Asylum real quick and get it in. You know what I mean? Cause we ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And these boys coming to town real soon, so we gonna give a shout out to them boys. You know what I mean? B.O.B. Juicy, yay!
I'm
you know
in my zone, I'm feeling it. Streets is talking, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So buy another we ain't going nowhere. Let's go.
In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We ain't in B. They think they seeing me.
They ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. No. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Circles in the air, hood that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Bullets in me. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunt, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Crisp bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a deep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. As always, I got my shotgun, man. T Row, North Park, Dallas, Texas. And I'm your boy, L Boogie, coming at you from Cleveland, Ohio, via Huff Heights. And as always, UL the G on assignment from LA County. Yo, Row, man, I know it's cutthroat in the asylum. They want to get at me with a ratchet. Already know. But listen. Caller.
Yo.
What's your name and where you calling from?
You know who it is. It's your boy Eram from the land. You know it. Yeah, where that hot garbage talk at? I ain't heard none of that in a couple of weeks. But still,
trust me.
Right now,
that's
in the land. We living great, baby. We got the Buckeyes just south of us doing what they supposed to do. And you know, I already got to mention my son and them over in VASJ on a 5-0 start to this high school football season. Nobody has even gotten close to it. We're talking 50-31, 50-14, 42-7, 56-0, and 41-7. Yeah, we making them know it up here, baby.
Big up to VA St. Joe. No doubt. Now, Ira, let me ask you this. First question on the board. What was your first thought, though, when you were 0-2, Trent Richardson? You didn't call me then. I needed a response to that. And guess what I said? Hold on before you go. I said the management must have knew something was up with Trent Richardson because I couldn't just see them trading it away for a number one pick that would be very low because Indianapolis usually would probably make the playoffs. So my question to you, what were your thoughts first to trade? Now that you're 2-2, do you think you found your quarterback? Because remember, that's the only thing I had in question. And you were riding with Brian, with Weed. We already knew about the tight end and the running game, but you didn't have a quarterback. Did you find it? Let me know.
My thing is, and I'm going to tell you like I told quite a few people when that trade went down. At the time, I was all for it because, for one, this entire regime didn't feel that Trent Richardson should have been drafted as high as he was. That was a Mike Holmgren deal. So when he was gone, I looked at it like this. When we traded him away at the time, we didn't have a standout receiver like Josh Gordon. He was suspended at the time. And the receivers that we did have would not catch the ball. So regardless to whoever was at quarterback, if they already know that we can't pass, they're putting 8 in the box. So Richardson, I don't care what happens. He wasn't going to get off against 8 in the box. And I told everybody that. So we might as well trade him to somewhere where he has the potential in the right system to be a great back. Because with what we had at the time, it wasn't going to work. Like I said, if we can't pass and they know we're going to try to run this great back from Alabama, they put Nate in the box and they're going to shut that down every week. So when we did get Josh Gordon back, and it just happened to be at the time we were making a quarterback change because of Weedon's thumb, Brian Hoyer came in and was able to manage the game. Our defense is cold. We got a top 5 defense right now, man. With Phil Taylor right up in the middle, shutting everything down on the run, plus our linebackers are doing everything they're supposed to do. Hayden is a shutdown corner. Buster Screen, the jury is still out on him, but he's stepping up. But with us having the defense that we got, and we got Josh Gordon back, catching at the wide out, and Cameron is killing the tight end. Man, we straight. And I just wanted everybody to know we didn't give up on the season.
You did not give up on the season.
Hey, Aaron, this your boy T-Row, man. Congratulations to the Browns doing what they do, beating up on them cats, the meows, as Big Brother Controversy would say. But, you know, let me ask you this. How does it feel to be at the top of your division right now with Pittsburgh being 0-4, you know, you beating up on Cincinnati and things going your way right now? How does the outlook on the season really look right now for you?
Oh, man, I'm feeling real confident, man, especially like y'all mentioned earlier, with those guys over at Pittsburgh at 0-4, I'm just loving it right now. I'm loving it because, like I said, with the way our team is structured right now, heck, they can even go 8-8. But I'm happy with whatever they put together. Plus, like I said, we got 10 draft picks next year and next year's draft. Regardless of wherever they fall, they'll still be able to make the most out of it with this entire new regime we have in place.
Hey, congratulations to your Cleveland Indians clinching the first wild card spot in the baseball playoffs. Now, who would you rather face, the Tampa Bay Rays or the Texas Rangers, before having to try to win a one-game playoff series to move on to Boston? Who would you rather see, Texas or the Rays?
I'd rather see the Rangers, seeing as how we 5-1 against them this year. But right now, the way we playing, it doesn't matter. We on a 10-game winning streak, and we know how to win. So it doesn't matter who steps up.
Is this finally the year y'all get into the postseason and make some noise? Because your boy Green Eyed Bandit, you know, he been talking since the beginning of September about what the tribe was gonna do. So are you guys gonna make some noise when you make it to the playoffs?
Man, who is the hottest team in baseball right now? It's my Cleveland Indians, man. So at any time to get hot, this is the time to be the hottest team in baseball. Not back in June, not in July, not in August. Right now, this is when it counts.
You're absolutely right about that. Well, congratulations to your team, man. I know the city is buzzing around there. Ohio State got a big win against Wisconsin over the weekend as well. So not only the college ranks, but your professional organizations are doing big things down there, keeping the city on fire. So big up to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? A.L. Boogie been shouting all about it. You know what I mean? But he still can't believe that the Browns have let the hometown kid come in and win two games.
Yeah, man, and you know, with me being a Joes, man, see, T-Roll, you don't know about that Joes and Ignatius thing, man, but even with him being Ignat, as we call him, but, yeah, I'm proud of the young man. I'm proud of him. Like I said, he's been managing the game and not losing it. Not like a Matt Schaub or somebody like that. He's doing what he's supposed to do in clutch time, so I'm happy with it.
Aaron, as always, man, big up to, you know what I'm saying, Junior, and tell him to keep balling and stay healthy, and hopefully you guys make a playoff push, man.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I keep you posted on that, without a doubt. You just follow my Facebook posts, and you'll see everything they do, bro. Believe it.
The streets is talking, man. And don't forget, Aaron. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
You tell a lot of girlfriends, man.
You got it, bro. Y'all be easy. Y'all be easy, baby.
And before we continue, bro, before we get to Mr. Controversy, I want to dedicate this show, man, to my little cousin, man, Karen McFadden, man. Yesterday marked the year that My young cousin was taken to the heavens, you know what I mean. So he's looking down on us, making sure we have a great show tonight. Ty and Ron, you know what I mean. Big up, shout out to you, love you guys. Auntie Candy, I see you, baby. The chef, Mr. Controversy, you in the asylum, baby? What's happening?
The streets not only talking, but they watching now. Huh? Hey, Tombo, what's up, y'all?
What the deal?
Oh, man, you know what the deal is. We let Clip Man LeBron's lynching everything in front of him. You know what the deal is. Ain't no mysteries going on. I ain't even in Cleveland, but I'm in Cleveland. We got the Canadians popping off. Hold on. First off, we start the weekend with the breast cancer race downtown. We got the tribe doing numbers. We got the Browns taking over everything. We got the Buckeyes tearing down everything in front of them. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers on the way. Man, oh, my God. Pittsburgh lost. Cincinnati lost. Baltimore lost. Oh, my God. The streets is talking. The streets is
talking. So have you found your quarterback?
I'm going to say this, man. I still don't know who dude is, and I'm not going to go against what I've been saying, but he's been like, we man, our connections, we got a lot of things going on inside there, man. We're looking great. We're looking all right offensively. We're looking great defensively. We're putting all type of tricks out the bag. Yeah. If it's working, let's go ahead and turn it up an extra notch.
Well, you know, I never question the defense. It's just the quarterback. You need a quarterback to win in this league. Do not turn the ball over.
That's your theory.
I think you might have something.
That's your theory. My theory is this. This is my theory. We got a top 10 wide receiver right now. As we speak, we have a top 10 receiver in the power rankings that has shown his ass off for the last two games. We got an offensive line that's protecting the quarterback. We're starting to produce more in this running game. And we got a quarterback that's back there, and he's confident. He's throwing the ball with most accuracy, and he's relentless. The coaches is taking all the chances. They is pulling all the cards out right now as we speak.
Let's remind the world now. He did spend some time under Tom Brady, didn't he? Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely he did.
Okay. I just want to make sure we put that
listen,
out there.
Man, the thing is, man, when you sit behind a great quarterback, you better sit back and do your homework 24/7. You got to always be prepared. You got to always watch. You got to always take notes. You got to always listen and learn. Man, we looking real good. Hey, T-Rose, shout out to your Cowboys, too, because they looking real great, man. Go Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, that's how we do, man. It's a roller coaster ride. You know, it ain't no surprise.
Uh-oh.
You know, we can't, when we supposed to do good, we can't do better. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, we still at the top at 2-2, but it's going to be like that. You know, my team in my conference, I can get in at 7-9. I don't know about yours, but that's the way my division is lining up. So I just want to be the second team ever in NFL to, you know, at least get in there with a all right record. You know what I mean?
You ready for me to hit you with these facts, T-Roe?
Man, hit me with some facts.
Don't get too confident, because anytime them New York Giants have a bad start, they do something remarkable, baby. I'm just letting you know that now. Do not.
Well, y'all owe it, so I ain't worried about y'all.
Man,
y'all go stay down there at the bottom for a minute. They might win about 5 games, 6 games. They might be a spoiler at the end, but they ain't going to do nothing too good.
Man, do not
get comfortable. Out of there, baby.
Yeah, all right. Do not get comfortable. Hey, man.
Congratulations.
I want to say this, man. I've been doing a lot of homework lately, and I've been watching these Denver boys. Is y'all sold on these Denver Broncos?
Yeah. Regular season, yes, because you know Peyton Manning puts up the regular season. One, we have to wait and see what happens in the playoffs. The regular season, he gonna put up all the numbers. He might throw 50 touchdowns this season. Who knows? Even more. But Yeah, regular season, yeah, I'll buy Denver. Because all their pieces aren't even out there on the field yet. So when they do get everybody on the field, and their running game ain't even right. So when they get a running game, I mean, man, can you imagine what they're going to do? But, you know, playoffs have yet to come, and, you know, we have to wait and see how it lines up for Peyton Manning. Because, you know, he has kryptonite in this league for him. You know what I mean? Especially Tom Brady. You know what I mean? And sometimes Baltimore. Not just anybody, but the whole Baltimore organization. So, you know.
I'm guaranteeing this, and I'm saying it first. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, since the season started. The only teams that show Denver any type of threat is the New England Patriots. And they just took a huge default today. Wait for they linemen. I mean, they offensive defensive end. He just out for the season. That's a huge, you know, setback. But at the same time, though, if it ain't them Patriots or if it's not them Kansas City Chiefs, I'm guaranteeing them Chiefs. I don't know what to expect from the NFL coming towards the Broncos. They got too many weapons.
Listen, man. Peyton Manning is great regular season, but I judge guys on the playoffs. And in the playoffs, as you see, he has a lot of losses in the playoffs. Because he's been there a lot, we can average it out, but I'm not so. Because it's, you know, like I'm agreeing with T-Row. Wait till we get to the playoffs and we'll see. We know what he's going to do regular season. That's Peyton Manning, four-time MVP.
I guess he could sit on winning MVP and sign a 9 enough Super Bowls, huh? I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
pretty sure. I know he wants to win the Vince Lombardi Trophy. I think that's the ultimate goal. Whatever comes along the way, it comes. But I think he wants to win more than anything.
I'm just saying that I haven't been sold on him since 1998. I wasn't sold on him when I was a youngster watching him in Tennessee. I am not no Peyton Manning fan, and I don't know what all this hype about. The hype should be on Phillip Rivers. That's what the hype should be on.
Man, you're so disrespectful, man. Come on, man. Don't be knocking that dude like that. Come on now. Come on, Mr. Controversy. I know you're talking controversy for a reason. But come on, man.
I am not sold on that man. Tom Brady has proven over and over again that he can win.
And
Tom Brady
ain't been there since 2004. So we're going to, you know, he's still doing his thing. I give him props for what he's doing right now. Whole bunch of nobodies on the field, and he's getting them into the league game, you know what I mean? But, yeah, come on, man. Tom Brady ain't won nothing in a long time. He go far. He make it to the playoffs. He looking like Peyton Manning now, too, getting dusted in the playoffs when he's supposed to be winning. So he ain't too far off of what Peyton's been doing. He just has more Super Bowls, and he won his early with a better team, I must say, at that, too. In the postseason as well as the regular season. So, you know, I ain't gonna put Peyton down like that. But come on, man, that dude's gonna throw about. He gonna break a record this year. He already got 16 touchdowns in 4 weeks, 3 weeks. Come on, man, that dude's doing.
My name is Controversy. Let me ask you a question then. Who record has Peyton Manning just broke then? You saying that Tom Brady looking more like Peyton Manning? He breaking Tom Brady record. He just broke his record. Tom Brady had 14 touchdown passes in 4 games. So you might as well say Peyton Manning is looking like Tom Brady.
Well, he is this year, and it wouldn't surprise me if he, you know, completed an undefeated season like Tom Brady did a couple years back. You know what I mean? We'll see. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it lines up for him. You know, Dallas got their hands full this week because, you know, Peyton Manning comes to Jerry's world and it ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be pretty at all.
I'm saying this, man, and I'm guaranteeing this just because, not because I'm a Cleveland Brown die fan, but I'm just letting y'all know football. The Browns is going to blow Buffalo out the waters Thursday night. I said it, and we're going to watch
Man, I can't wait to holler at you on Friday. Oh, keep it going. The chef, Mr. Controversy.
Yes, sir. Y'all be careful. Be safe. And I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend to tell her girlfriend.
My man.
We started from the bottom, baby. We ain't going down there no time soon, baby.
You already know. When we come back, D-Mac, I see you, baby. We going to get at you soon. We get back from the break. This is for you, Brian Hoyer.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining.
Yo! The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Yo, that song was dedicated to my man Brian Hoyer, St. Ignatius. We see you, B. We know you kicking it over there, West 25th. Roll. We gotta go back into the asylum, man. They just threw me a kite, man. Who we got coming out, man? Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from, man? It's the Streets is Talking.
What's up, baby? I'm on.
No question, no question.
What's good, big bro?
Oh, man, I know it's popping in the land. I know it's jumping in the county jails with the snitches and rats and informants. You know what I mean? So tell me what's going on in the land with all your sports going on. Tell me where are
man,
your teams.
Hey, when I jump off a bandwagon, I'm not getting back on. I'll tell you that much here. You know what I'm saying, T? L Boogie. Listen here, man, all these people was up here crying their eyes out, this and that. I took everything, burnt it, threw it out, gave it away to the homeless people, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm not sold on them bums. I am not sold on them. While you playing, everybody going to be disappointed because these dudes might go 0-5. They going to lose to Buffalo. After Buffalo, let me see. Well, we got Buffalo, we got Detroit, Reggie Bush, Megatron, we got Aaron Rodgers, we got Kansas City, undefeated, Baltimore. Man, these dudes liable to go 0-5, and everybody going to be crying again. You know what I'm saying? They won two
talking about
James
Johnny Manziel.
They done won two little games, got this little hometown boy quarterback, whatever, and everybody sold on them. I'm off the bandwagon. I'm not sold on them at all. At all. They
so you're not sold?
They like
you're
to
not
go
sold on your new quarterback.
I mean, you got Josh Gordon. You got the tight end. I mean, they still don't have no running game. They should have been up by more. The kicker missed two field goals. You know what I'm saying? To still make the game close. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sold on them, man. I'm not sold on him. I mean, I think Wheaton don't need to come back and play. They need to keep riding this little roller coaster they on. You know what I'm saying? I don't think if Wheaton come back, Thursday, I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to keep riding with the little rookie. But I'm not sold on them dudes, man. They can't beat the Buckeyes right now.
Wow.
Speaking of the Buckeyes, where you – yeah, the Indians.
And for them Indians, they better hope they play the Rangers because the Rays and the Lions got their number. They ain't about to go no damn where either. I'm done with this city,
not going anywhere either. You're done.
I'm done.
It's a wrap.
I'm done with this city, man. I just reside here, man. I'm looking at my team right now, the Saints. I'm done with this.
You're looking at the
team.
Saints?
Yep.
Come on, man. You gonna throw it? You say you done burnt all your memorabilia?
Yes.
You done burnt all your
memorabilia. I'm done with them, man. I'm done. I'm done. I ain't no fair weather, man. I'm done with them, man.
Come on, D-Mac. The city is hot, man. You got the baseball team doing good. Football team trying to turn it around. Big things happening for your Cleveland Cavaliers. The season about to get started with this preseason.
And you know what
happened?
You know what happened every time? You know what happened every time? And I've been living here for 39 years. They let you down. They let you down. I'm finally sold on it. I'm listening to my dad. I'm listening to Air Boogie. They're going to let you down at the end. The fumble, the drive, the LeBron leaving, whatever it is, man. They're going to let you down, man. I'm not sold on these dudes no more, man.
Spoken from a true fan. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Wow.
But yeah, D Mac, man, I know what the feeling is like, man, you know, being a Cowboy fan.
I know, man. What's up with
the
Cowboys,
I don't know, man. They don't want to be great. They don't want to take it back to the 90s, man. You know what I'm saying? Had a great opportunity to start the season 4-0 and can't win on the road. Man, I don't know what it is. And then lose to some teams. I mean, granted, Kansas City has a new outlook on things with Andy Reid and, you know, Alex Smith, but come on, man. San Diego? Phillip Rivers? I mean, come on, man. 402 yards against the Cowboy defense. I mean, it was a bad weekend for the Kiffin family. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Young
right.
Lane got hot. Monty got beat up on. You know what I'm saying? It was just a bad weekend for the Kiffin family. You know, ain't no telling mama done cooked some bad meatloaf or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened. But, you know, it wasn't pretty for the Kiffin family. But we got torched up on. And, you know, it don't even get any better for us. We got Peyton Manning and the Broncos coming in to Jerry's World on Sunday. And we're going to see if we can put up, you know what I'm saying. But if Phillip Rivers throw for 402 yards and Peyton Manning scores 52, ooh-wee, I don't know how that equals out. But
Peyton
I hope it's
Peyton Peyton Manning is a good regular season player, man. I get that to him, man. I take my hat off to him. Look what he's doing with the people that he got around him. And Tom Brady doing the same thing with people that just came from the grocery line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah,
and
that's what
stars and them come back, man. Bill Belichick could get us three out there and y'all basketball players. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little athlete. And we'll look good and shine. You know what I'm saying?
Just like
my man Prime Time and Michael Irvin was saying yesterday, watch when the playoffs come. Watch when it start getting cold in Denver. Let's see if they can do it then.
Right,
I mean,
exactly, because you got to have a running game.
He's a good regular season
player.
You got to
have
a
running game.
His brother got two Super Bowl rings against New England. He only got one. He got kryptonite out there. His kryptonite is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. Last
you
year, it was Ray Lewis and them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they doing good. You know, it looked like they was running Philly's offense yesterday.
Wow. Are you surprised with the 0-4 start with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, they in the rebuilding process. I mean, every team goes through it. You know what I'm saying? Your great teams, you know, eventually New England gonna go through it. You know what I'm saying? When Tom Brady get up out of here and Bill Belichick step down, everybody goes through a rebuilding process. And right now they going through a rebuilding process. And you best believe in a couple of years they gonna be back on top of that game. But right now, you know, it ain't their year.
D-Mac, let me ask you about the Atlanta Falcons. They starting off with 1-3 record. Can they turn it around?
Hey, I'm not mad at them because yesterday, Sunday, going into Sunday night game, I need Matt Ryan to put up big numbers, and he put up big numbers for me, baby. Win, win, lose. Long as Matt Ryan does good, I don't care what they do, man. I'm not sold on Atlanta at all, but I do need Matt Ryan. Every time he get on that field, throw for a couple touchdowns and, you know, throw for 400 yards. He pulled it out for me in my CBS league for me last night. So I stayed up all night watching that game. But, no, man, Atlanta, they should have went for that field goal. But once again, man, I mean, you got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick out there, and, you know, they weren't ready for that big stage. I mean, Seattle looking like they the real deal in the NFC. I mean, they came all the way back on Houston yesterday. That was big. And Russell Wilson didn't have a good game at all as far as passing, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he coordinated everything out there. He ran the ball. And, I mean, what, they came back from, what, 23 down and won in OT? I mean, see, Seattle looking real tough in the NFC, real tough. But, no, Atlanta, I mean, I think L. Boogie said a couple weeks ago, he ain't sold on them. I ain't sold on them either.
I'm not sold on Atlanta. It's trouble. Who's going to be the first coach whacked in NFL? We already had the first coach whacked in the NCAA. What do you think about Lane Kiffin being fired as soon as he walked off the bus Saturday night, early Sunday morning?
He don't even fit the scheme down there at USC from the time they brought him in. You know what I'm saying? I never thought he fit in good with those guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't care for him as a coach when he was at Tennessee, his ways of coaching, the things he do, but he wasn't a good fit at USC, if you ask me. And USC, they all about, you know, winning, and he wasn't winning. So, I mean, teams like that's not winning, they're gonna put your head on the chopping block fast as they can. And they lost, what, another division game? It was a wrap for him. It was a wrap. He ain't doing no type of recruiting or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to me, he's not even a good head coach. He's probably good as a, you know what, quarterback coach or something like that. But head coach, I don't think he's a good head coach.
I think he was a good recruiter. I mean, he got good guys in.
Well, he couldn't get in the
playoffs. He had a lot of guys that went to the league that was under his regime. But I just think as a leader of men, of young men, it's a difference. And I think he was just maybe too much their friend instead of their coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm on the outside looking in. I got people in L.A. and Joel to G. Right. You know, he has some informants out there. So we have real close ties.
What you think next for him?
I'm looking at guys that play for him. See, what happens is what some of these historic schools do, they go back and get a guy that played for him. Just look at Hoke over at Michigan. Urban Meyer, ex-coach at Ohio State, he came back. You know, you go back and get guys who loved where they came from, where they started, and that might be, you know, Jack Del Rio, Ronnie Lott.
Right. Man, they got to get away from that. Why do they do that? I mean, you've been on that level. What, I mean, why?
Well, the thing about it is it's all about marketing. Who sells? An ex-Hall of Famer or some guy who hasn't even played at USC? What Lane Kiffin saw was the university and a lot of other things. That's why he had both universities on probation.
But see, when you get Ronnie Lott or Jack Del Rigo, that sells itself. They're in the NFL.
Are they looking at Ronnie Lott?
Well, you know, I hate, it's the streets is talking. So, you know, we got a lot of guys that's, you know, out in L.A. Thanks to Joel to see that saying that, you know, he might be a long shot, but they're talking about it, you know, too.
Okay. Hey, did you see my boy Money up there with the owner of the New England Patriots yesterday? You
no question. Streets is talking. We saw him up there, and guess what he said to the money? Guess what he said to Robert Kraft?
What'd he say to him?
You
I
guys
like those
have won me a lot of money.
All right, man. I love you guys, man. Y'all be cool, man. I'm going to tune in Friday, man, and check y'all out.
And you already know.
Tell
a friend. Tell a friend. To tell a lot of girlfriends.
And you know it, baby.
Oh, what's up with it, world? Shout out to all the people listening in, man. T-Note, I see you, baby, out there in Cali doing your thing. Yo, MIA, I see you hanging on, man. Keep checking us out, baby. Skeeter Moe in North Park, what it do, baby? You know what I'm talking about? If y'all didn't see last night, the boy Talib, the defensive back number 31 for the New England Patriots, who had an awesome game last night, said he was from North Dallas, Texas. For those who didn't know, stand up, Terrence Williams. Come on, man. You went to my high school, receiver number 83 for the Cowboys, then lost the game for us, fumbling at the one-yard line. Boy, what's wrong with you? Longhorns don't play like that, boy. He's a standout stud, but, man, you can't be, say, man, it's the league. You can't be doing that. You can't be trying to show out like you did in college, man. These boys, they strip the ball. You got to tuck, man. You got to tuck and roll, baby. Tuck and roll. You know what I mean? Hell, Boogie, it was a tough weekend for me. You know what I mean? My Texas team. Mac Brown better watch out. Lane Kiffin was first. Mac Brown, you next. Better get them Longhorns on point. Your next loss might be your last. Don't let Oklahoma run you out in the Red River Shootout in a couple of weeks. Come on now, Mac Brown. You got to bring them boys ready. Because we all know your next loss might be your last day in the office. Yeah, we're gonna be giving all the oil money to Nick Saban. You can talk trash and sue all you want to, but we'll pay you on the way out. Give you that good lump sum, you know what I'm saying? Have to call JJ Wentworth around this mama. Have to get your chump chain. You know what I mean, El Boogie?
Mac, I got the sniper, but I got him ready. Remember in the movie, School Days, when the coach was talking in the locker room, and he said, "Do you want me to lose my job?" "No, sir."
Yes.
That's Mac Brown talking to the kids at Texas every game. Oh, man. It's him. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk some NCAA football, get into some more callers. We see you out there holding that kite, man. I know you're ready to come in and, man, you know what I'm saying, get in the asylum. Holler back, man. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Let's get that paper.
I'm sitting low. On 4G autos, ho.
No.
On 4G autos, ho. On 4G autos, ho. When you see me, I'm getting dope. On 4G autos, ho.
No.
Look at them shopping blades. You see them blades stopping. Keep killing them folk, boy. And you gon' need Johnny Cochran.
Woo.
Check out my new wristwatch. The one that got Johnny Watson. You should see when I wait. It look like Johnny talking.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of stunning hard.
Oh.
Think I need OJ lawyer. That white Bronco. We call that OJ order. My wheel clean as mama dishes, and I had to order dough. Pull up with so many bitches, you'll think that I order hoes. Except no, I'm never sipping, sitting them Cinderella. Trudeau is turtle green, I call that bitch Donatella. My roof on the milk cart, I had to report it missing. Think my size, love my wheel, don't it look like them bitches kissing? Bitch, I know I'm the shit.
why I'm driving slow. I'm high as I'm gonna get. Bitch, I'm still blowing dro. Look at me, what you see? You know I'm getting dope. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. When you see me, I'm getting dope. On 4G, y'all is ho.
When you see me, I'm getting dope. I'm fresh from my head to toe. My idols be sitting clean. They on 4G, y'all. Oh, drop the top, riding through the boat with a strap in my lap. If a nigga get wrong, he gon' get that. Like a mouse, nigga feeling like a bitch left. Little niggas round here, so big straps. Hit them all, buy it all, blow big stacks. I ain't trippin' on your bra, cause I got hoes. Louis up, chewy down, bitch, I got clothes. Stop hating on me, then what the watch for? Niggas flying on my life, I got a Glock 4. In the bitch all black like Ocho. Think on real niggas, no Kinko. Bullets in him in his head from the people. He gon' take a free shot like a free throw. I'ma try and make bitch like a free code. I ain't part of PSC, but I keep drove. Hit my diamonds all white like a kilo. How they came a long way from a zero. Don't fuck with a real 4B ho. Stand roll, camel 10 out D-Lo. Let's go.
Bitch, I know I'm the shit. That's why I'm driving slow. I'm high as I'm okay. Bitch, I'm still blowing tro. Look at me, what you see? You know I'm getting dope. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. On 4G, y'all is ho. When you see me, I'm getting dope. On 4G, y'all is ho.
Money for the high is over. Grind on overload. And my whole lady said she can never tell what's on my mind. All she know I'm blowed. All she wanna know is how much yo I sold. But a nigga tricked off and blow it though. And I need a freak for the week, so I hit South Beach laid up with some Florida hoes. Got a bitch stuck in cock, I'm on Collins. Need 150 shots, but I'm riding. Pull up in the fountain blue, see what I'm out to do. And when I catch a nut, then I'm sliding. Nigga got a table full of bad motherfuckers. Ice cold cup for that Chad Butler. When I stay awake, I gotta make you shake. You shine hard, grind hard to the last clucker. All my niggas done earned strikes. Brawls be on a ball, cause we serve white. Dog, I make a call to nigga behind the wall. Hit him up, give a fuck by the third strike, bitch. If you looking for that Wi-Fi shit, hit the back phone, I got him, no. Parking lot pimping and riding slow. And I'm on 4G auto, so yeah.
Bitch, I know I'm the shit. That's why I'm driving slow. I'm high as I'm okay. Bitch, I'm still blowing tro. Look at me, what you see? You know I'm getting dope. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4G auto, so on 4G auto, so on 4G auto, so when you see me, I'm sitting low. On 4G auto, so on 4G auto, so on 4G auto, so when you see me, I'm getting dope.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your boy L Boogie with my shotgun right hand man T Row, Jewels the G. Man, shout out once again to my baby cuz, man. Cam, I know you watching down on us, baby. Oh! Recap the show, NFL, what you think? What's going on? What's hot? What's not? What's intriguing to you after the first quarter of the season? Some teams 4-0. One team that's surprisingly on for, in my opinion. And we had an NCAA Division I coach. Like we said, you heard it here first. I told you, Lane Kiffin, right off the bus, terminated. Get your things and go. You have been relieved of your duty. He has been whacked. Who's next? Is it Bo from Nebraska? Or is it Mac? Who's the Mac? At Texas. It's going down. Let's get in there in asylum, bro.
Let's do it. Let's jump in the asylum, man, because you know it stay hot up in this mug. And we've been getting it in, man, you know, even though the weather feel good outside. Let's take it out west, man, and see what they talk about. Because, you know, we got a lot of USC supporters that be riding with the Trojans, you know what I'm saying? I think we got a caller for the line that might know some insight on what's up with Lane Kiffin. Hey, yo, caller, what's up with it? What's your name and where you're calling from, Pippin?
Street is talking, fella. This season, chilling. What's good?
Now, Cino, give us some insight on you boys, on the situation down there in California, man, at USC. It's been a lot of talk that his seat was red hot, talking about Lane Kiffin. Do you have some insight on that?
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, the athletic director didn't even want Lane Kiffin to get back on the plane from ASU, but the alumni said, go ahead and let him take the plane ride since we already been chartered the flight. That's why as soon as he got off, he was fired. He would have had to take the bus back or something else because we was done with him last week. We already had two meetings with him.
So who do you have? Who do you think next on deck to be the coach?
Yo, man, we looking at Kevin Sutherland for Texas A&M. He definitely on that hot seat, which would be cool. Head black coach at USC. You know, of course, there's Jack Del Negro. You know, they want him, alumni. We gonna hold tight right now, though. We got a lot of time for the end of the year, you know, to get our recruiting right. But we got to get a big name who know what they're doing down there because Lane Kiffin could coach the Raiders, could coach Tennessee, could coach Pee Wee football right now. That fool sucks. Speaking of sucks, L Boogie, I'm hearing all this chit chatter about Cleveland this, Cleveland that. The Indians is doing this. The Browns won two games. Whoa, big deal. Last time I heard, and just correct me if I'm wrong because you're from there, but since I've been born in 1979, the whole state of Cleveland ain't won a major sports championship. I think it was 1964, somebody told me. The last time y'all won anything, y'all get hyped over nothing. Cleveland Indians didn't even win the AL Central. Everybody like, Cleveland Indians. I'm like, what?
Cleveland Indians. Cleveland Indians have won a World Series in the 90s.
When?
So they good with that.
No, like, they went to the World Series, but they did not win it.
Yeah.
No, they did not win it. They lost to the Atlanta Braves and the Florida Marlins.
Oh,
these
that's
fools
right.
Hey, they had King James and couldn't win a championship. What is up with Cleveland? Is it the water, L Boogie?
Nah.
Tell me what it is, L Boogie.
Like I told you before, if the callers remember when I say this, no disrespect to the land, but when they suck you dry, it's very hard for you to perform in the land. Trust me on that one. Just trust me when I say that.
I so believe
it. He talking straight from experience.
I believe it, too. I wouldn't know. That's why I had to ask you to educate me, because, you know, I'm from the land of champions, my man. All we do is win.
Your Dodgers got a great opportunity coming up. What do you think? What do you see your Dodgers doing? Making some noise in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, we're going down all the way. We getting the World Series. You know, we got Clayton Kershaw. We got the boys backing him up. We're gonna do some things, make some noise. This is definitely another championship for the Dodgers. 2013. You can mark it down already. Right now,
you heard it here first.
You're lucky nobody else got a pool, L Boogie, because we'd be swimming again.
I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to have to call Slick Rick and put my money down up in Vegas, man. I see nothing. Gave me the kite. He just told
That's
me
how
what
you
to
do.
Do
it. That's how you do it.
Wow.
Man.
So, your Lakers at this training camp is about to start. What do you think about your Lakers this upcoming season?
Man, I think we're going to be good, you know. We got a chip on our shoulder. Ain't nobody looking out for us. We got Steve Nash and Kobe and Gasol getting more games together, gelling a little bit. And Mike Antonio better watch out. Because everybody know in L.A., if you go 0-4, i.e. Mike Brown, i.e. Lane Kiffin, your ass is out of there. So he better watch it real quick because he'll be the next to go.
He's already MBG.
Exactly.
Nothing but garbage. So
exactly.
What's the difference? He need to be out there. Man, well, listen. We done already whacked off his leg. You know, they got three more pieces left.
Yeah,
after
well,
a while, his whole body going to be in some plastic bags. He's going to be whacked before the season's over with.
Yeah, we definitely calling Dexter for him. It'd be a wrap.
Wow, so you think Kobe will be back for the season?
Oh, yeah, Kobe definitely coming back. Look who you're talking about. The man ain't never missed the season. It's not in his DNA. He wasn't born in Cleveland. El Boogie.
So disrespectful. Man, we appreciate you calling in, C Dope, man.
Hey,
we
yeah,
gotta go to that. Go ahead.
I was just saying, man, I'm gonna tell the girlfriend to tell the other girlfriend to tell the mistress to tell the wife. The streets is talking.
Oh yeah. Man, we hot tonight. Everybody calling in, throwing their jabs at the Boogie Down, man. Bro, they throwing their jabs at us. The Cowboys that lost, man. We on the block. We taking shots tonight. But we going to eat them up. It's a long season. It ain't going to be no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Bluesy, what's up, baby? I see you. Special studio guest in the building. Always coming through the blessings, man. As always. Blessed love. Bro, it's NBA. Derrick Rose back. Kevin Durant, let's not forget from Friday, saying that James Harden should be number 8 on the top 10 list that Sports Illustrated put out, and Dwayne Wade should be off. And now they were in tweet war. Did anybody sucker punch each other since then on the Twitter? So I asked you, world, do you think that's a legit beef that Kevin Durant has for his, pal, his running mate, James Harden, being in top 10? Or is it still validated that Dwayne Wade is at 75% top 10 player in this league? And that's saying a lot. I pause and ask you, what do you think about Derrick Rose? Is Chicago a contender now that he's back, or will they still be the same old Chicago Bulls fighting in the semifinals and not prevailing? Is this the year that Dwight Howard shows up and carries Houston to another title? Is this the year Indiana gets over the hump, keeps getting knocked out by the champs, the Miami Heat? It's very interesting. Paul George just signed a max deal. Is he worth it? There's a lot of questions in the NBA. Andrew Bynum. Will he last in the land? Golden State, they've made some changes. Will they make some noise in the West? The Clippers, you owe Blake Griffin. What are you going to do? Jersey, you got some guys who are soldiers and who are just collateral damage. Peace out. Peace up to Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, man. It's real in the field. Let's go to the asylum. Ro, who you got for us coming in, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know, we always be blessed when we start talking about the NBA season. You know, by none other than Mr. MIA, I know he definitely got to say about what's going on, about Kevin Durant and, you know, what he said about James Harden being in that top 10 list that Sports Illustrated put out and taking Dwayne Wade off of there. Hey, yo, MIA, you with the streets, baby?
What the business is, baby?
Now, you wasn't able to get on the show on Friday, you know, so I know you've been waiting eagerly to spit game on that topic, man. Are you rolling with Kevin Durant on what he said about James Harden? Or does Dwayne Wade add a...
He's my friend, God. Hey, that man crazy as hell. Listen, okay, check this out, though. Pound for pound, bro, I think goddamn Chris Paul better than Kevin Durant. Just add the stats up, 20, 10 assists, all that. That's down there. That's a 40-point swing. We've seen in the playoffs that Durant can't do nothing without Westbrook, period. They lucky they traded Harden. They lucky he left because he was better than one of them. I don't know which one he was better than, but he was better than Westbrook or Durant. That's a real talk. So for Durant to say something like that, bro, I think something happened, bro. You know, something happened at a club or something, you know. Nigga felt some kind of way.
Is that billboard material now? Now it's a Twitter beef going on between Kevin Durant and Dwayne Wade. Is that billboard material for Dwayne Wade?
Hey, they told LeBron you had to get rings before he can even say something to Kobe. I'd have tweeted that. Get a ring, then talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, don't talk to me if you ain't got no ring. That's all it's about. Ring ain't about. Come on, man. Durant cool, dog. Durant cool and everything. But by himself, he can't win. Dwayne Wade don't worry about himself. So, I mean, what's happening? What's happening? LeBron for president, man. The Miami Heat for
Senate. Straight up.
Listen to this. Dwayne Wade, 75%, he's earning stripes, but there's no way. James Harden is not in the top 10.
Bro,
Dwight Howard shouldn't be on that list. And listen to this.
Hell no. Dwight Howard shouldn't be
James,
on that list.
LeBron James couldn't have done it without Dwayne Wade either, though.
And he been winning games, bro. He win games.
We're talking about the playoffs, championships. Without Dwayne Wade, LeBron James does not win those championships. And
everybody wants to talk about LeBron. We ain't talking about LeBron. We talking about Durant disrespecting Wade. That's what we talking about. Wade done proved himself. We ain't talking about LeBron. Durant ain't proved himself. Hey.
You just said Durant could not do it without
Westbrook. We've seen it.
I'm telling you that LeBron could not do it without Dwayne Wade.
He did it in Cleveland. To me, it's a different setup, man. It's a different setup. Dwayne Wade has been with Miami the whole time. LeBron has been with Oklahoma the whole time. That's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about no trade. We're talking about you've been there solid for your team the whole time. I done won for mine. And you want to put this nigga on the list that ain't won? A nigga that was coming off the bench after 25 points for your team that could have started? You want to say he better than me? Come on, man. Get real.
Man, I have to say this. Right now.
Man, hard and cool, bro. Hard and cool. But that's crazy, dog. Nigga don't want rings. Nigga got championships on his belt. That young man ain't got none. You ain't even got no championship on your belt. But you even say something like that.
Oh. man.
Okay.
Jacoby be number 9,
LeBron,
or should he be higher?
LeBron cool, but he ain't got no rings like Kobe, so you can't say nothing. He ain't got no rings. I mean, it's the same scenario. What, it ain't LeBron they talking about? It's the same thing. Rings. Get rings first, dog. Then you can disrespect me later. When you get a couple rings, then talk to me later. Derrick Rose is cool. You know, but nobody knew what the Bulls going to do. He set out. I'm glad he set out. He looked good. Kevin Durant on his nuts, too. Talking about his jumper better. He looked like another better player. All this kind of shit. I mean, like, I ain't going to disrespect the Bulls, but I got to see what they do. Shit, the East ain't going to be that hard for them to get. I think they'll go 5 or better, bro. I give them 5 or better.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, man, you know. And it's a lot of interesting stories in the NBA coming up. Preseason start next week, August 5th. So, you know, we'll have some extra things to look at. You know, hey, let me ask you this, MIA, before I let you go. They actually had Kobe number 9 on that SI's top 10 list. Does Kobe deserve to be higher than that?
Hey, y'all got the list broken. I ain't seen no list, bro. I'm in the streets while they talking, man. I don't get to see that.
Do y'all got the list though, man, so I can hear something? Kobe,
man, they got LeBron number 1, Kevin Durant 2, Chris Paul number 3. They got Tony Parker
correct.
Number 4. Who else they got? Where the list at? Who was 5? Russell Westbrook was number 5. Tim Duncan was 6. Dwight Howard was 7. D Wade was 8. Kobe was 9. And Carmelo was 10.
Man, that shit ain't real. Somebody, the nigga was sleep when they did that shit. Hey, that ain't real right there, bro.
No, dog. Hell no. Tony Parker? You can put Kevin Durant in Tony Parker's spot. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bring Kobe up for what he done did for the game just at. What are you talking about? Just this season? I mean, Kobe legit. Tim Duncan, bro, man, you could be number 10. I mean, goddamn, bro.
Huh. You said Tim Duncan number 10?
Yeah. He might not even make it.
Are you kidding me?
Tim Duncan
last year? Now, if you was to say year before last, I would agree. But this year, Tim Duncan was first team all pro.
Man.
He doesn't deserve to be in the top 6, 5.
Come on, man. Tony Parker more. Oh, man. Tim Duncan number 10, bro. Tony Parker shouldn't even be on the list.
Like, are you kidding me?
That's just my opinion, dog. That's just my opinion. Now I can fight for Harden to be on the list. I can say Harden deserves to be on the list. Not to replace it Dwayne Wade. He needs to replace somebody else, but not Dwayne. Nah. But you know what? I've been listening the whole night. All you got to do is have one good season or win 2 games, and y'all put a nigga on a pedestal for real. I've been hearing this all night.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But we love
right
you,
there.
Though.
All right.
Yeah, so, man. But MIA, we love you. Glad that you got in. We're about to go to commercial real fast. When we get back, Green Eye Bandit, we're going to bring you in, man. We got a song just for you, man. You know what it is, man.
Yeah, we back to work. I took time off while other rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their tracks. Have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD puff puss, the soul shocker. Talent indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. Let's do a sucker, new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Record. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way, and I'm playing. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack on my style is death. And then deadly as crack. While I'm playing, music's playing, the sucker is the lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I kill this lovely lady, but you can call a cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping this like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding.
Check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. Now how we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. To get in and call in and press that 1-347-855-8896. Or you can get on your internet, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend. It's a lot of girlfriends. Oh, we got one more caller in, man. We're going to bring you in. That song was for him. He's just called in and let you show up. Green Eye Bandy, you with us tonight?
I'm here, bro.
Man, how was your weekend? Your Tribe clinched, your Indians won, your Buckeyes stood strong in prime time. What jumped off? How's the city buzzing?
Cleveland is at the center of the sports universe right now. And if there's anybody out here that want to disagree with me, they're going to have to have a hell of an argument right now, because the Tribe is hosting. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. T-Roll asked me, He said, when I bring you in, I want to know who you want to play. You want to see Tampa or you want to see the Rangers? Well, shit, that's like picking your poison. One team got the pitching in Tampa, and the other team got the murderers lineup in Texas. I don't know who the hell I want to face. I'm just happy that we're there. It's like we're a team of destiny. And somebody brought this to my attention today. They said Terry Francona, his first year with the Red Sox, he reversed the curse. He won the World Series in his first year in Boston. Nobody expected them guys to win the World Series. I'm not saying that we're about to go out here and win the World Series. But in baseball, anything can happen in baseball. Any team can win it. We've seen it. Wild card teams have won it in the past. Anything can happen. I'm happy my tribe made it back in the playoffs. We was actually a year ahead of schedule, a year ahead of pace, but we're here now. And what about the Browns' defense? They are one of the top two, three defenses in the league right now, and they're legit. There's nothing fake or phony about this defense. They will play like this for the rest of the year. It's up to the offense to keep up with that defense. Markievicz Mingo, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, he's going to have double-digit sacks, and he missed the first two games.
I said that only thing you were lacking was a quarterback. Now, it's only four games within the season. We know it's a four-quarter season. It's like a game. They play four games. After two games of the season, are you sold on this kid, Brian Hoyer, or does he have to play more games to catch your attention?
He's going to definitely have to play more games. But what everybody is seeing is that the kid just gets rid of the football fast. Even when he's throwing the ball out of bounds. Look, I don't see anything. I'm going to just get rid of this ball. I'm not going to take a sack. I'm not going to hurt the team. I'm just going to throw it away and live to see another play. We don't know what's going to happen with Brian Hoyer, but what I like is that he's a hometown boy. You grew up in Cleveland. You're a diehard Cleveland sports fan. He's a diehard Cleveland sports fan. He's a boy. He's a grown man living a childhood dream right now in quarterbacking his home team. St. Ignatius, one of the most prolific high school football programs in the nation, right here in our own backyard in Cleveland, Ohio, and here it is now. He's the quarterback of his hometown professional football team. You got to give it up to the kid, man. In his first two games in Cleveland as a quarterback, he's shining. He's shining.
On Thursday night
at home against Buffalo, he going to shine again. And the defense going to put him in situations where he gets a chance to shine. So it's a long grind to the end of the year. Anything can happen. I tell you what, Boomies and T-Ro, Brian Hoyer, he sat behind Tom Brady for 3 years. He learned how to play quarterback, man. He knows what it takes, and he's a film guy. He probably goes in the film room and sits there for hours. He learned a lot from Tom Brady, man. And when you're sitting behind a quarterback like Tom Brady for 3 years, you're gonna pick up a lot of good things.
I agree, and that's the same thing I said to the caller earlier before you joined, is that sitting behind Tom Brady was great. Now you have a chance to, prove yourself, if not get a job with the Browns, maybe bag up or start somewhere else in the league. So he will have a job, it looks like. So, like I said, they're under a new regime. They might have saw something in Trent Richardson that we didn't see. I gave them the benefit of the doubt on that trade, you know, per se. So they're just putting in or implementing their system. We knew what they had as far as the tight end. We knew the defense was stout. We never doubted that. It's been like that for years.
It's been the quarterback play.
Only thing you've been lacking is the quarterback play.
Right.
So have we found the AFC Tony Romo? We will see.
Right. You're right.
So
you know, I'm happy for the kid. He went to Ignatius, you know, big up. But like I said, let's not jump to conclusions. It's only 4 games in the season. You have 12 more to go.
Right.
And good luck. And with the trial, with the 1-game playoff, on Wednesday, I know you're going to be in downtown. Let me ask you this. The streets is talking. How many people are going to go to jail?
How many people are going to go to jail? Now, Boomix, you from the town. It's gonna be crazy down there, man. A lot of folks gonna go to jail that night. And guess what? They gonna be right back out Thursday morning to go to jail again on Thursday night when the Browns post Buffalo. It's a double whammy. The judge gonna be like, damn, then you just bond out of here last night.
The city gonna make a lot of money this weekend, boy. I tell you that.
We on national primetime TV 2 nights in a row. We got the Indians on with the baseball, and then you got the Browns on with the football 2 nights in a row. And then right around the corner next week, we got the Cavaliers opening up preseason. It's a hell of a time to be a sports fan in Cleveland right now, man. We deserve it, man. We've been through a lot of years of heartache and pain, and it's just a good feeling to see the city. And the city is growing right now. The city is booming right now, man. Downtown looks better than it ever has, man. They got so much stuff going on downtown, so many developments going on. And for the sports teams to be flourishing. Hold on.
Let me hit you with the lead Corso. Not so fast, my friend.
What say not so fast, my friend?
We've been heartbroken before in the World Series. Let's win something before we get to talking about some. The town is good. We flourishing. Win something first.
I know we've seen this movie before. I'm not commenting on the previous movie. I'm not saying that. You know, we're about to win it. What I'm saying is just a good look for the city, man. It's, you know what I'm saying? The city is coming back, and to have the sports teams come back along with the city, it's just a good feeling. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that we're about to win it all and this and that. It's just a good time to be a sports fan in a city that's had a lot of heartache and pain. That's all.
And we appreciate that, Green Eyes. And we want you to stay strong, call back Friday, and listen to this. We're definitely going to be talking about those 2 main games on Friday in the Asylum, the Indians and the Browns. Oh, it's going to be hot Friday. You make sure you call in. I got a kite for you, sir. Get in that Asylum. You definitely got to get on the yard.
Hey, I got to call in. I just hope that I get to call in and talk a little shit. Off a loud stick,
yep.
That's all.
Oh, no question you will. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we got one of our most special guests coming from the sports officials. They always air on Sunday. They've changed their time.
Ooh, boy.
10 a.m. T-Dick, how you doing, sir?
Man, that 10 a.m. is a killer. I'm going to tell you that right now, man. Got to get up early in the morning, man, and lead the family, man. You know, they used to have me doing Sunday breakfast, man, but I got to be out the house and, you know, be at the pre-meeting, 9:00, so I got to be at the house by 8-ish. Man, it's like going to work, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's all good, though, to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? Give the people what they want, man.
No question.
Hey, let me tell you, man, your screener, man, you know, I called the show and the screener asked me, say, hey, man, do I need to give you a list of what we've been talking about? Man, I want to tell that ninja, I said, man, don't you know who I am? I listen to the show constantly. Mondays and
no
Fridays.
No question.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got my notes. I got my list. I got the callers' names who I want to call out on and talk about. You know what I'm saying? Hey, T-Roder, I'm going to tell you, man, earlier when you said your Cowboys, y'all wanted to be the second team to make the playoffs with the all right record, Man, that was one for the ages, man. You didn't even say the 79. You just said with the I, like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That was real,
you
though.
You might make it in the 6 or 10.
Hey, man, it's like Deion said the other night, man. 7-9 can win that division. 8-8, you win the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? He told the real right there. It's just one of them years. You know, I'm about to get knee deep in the football, man. But, you know, I'm talking about that tribe, man. They won 10 straight going into the end. You know what I'm saying? They're about to be some trouble, man. You know, Francona, it's about to be some trouble, man. We always had talent in Cleveland. We just never had the right folks, the right head coaches, you know what I'm saying, to pull the strings when it was time to win. You know, you talk about the Browns, you know, but we had Marty, man. You know, Schottenheimer, you know, Marty ain't never really won nothing. He was always good enough to get you to the playoffs and good enough to get you to the championship games. But what had Marty ever won, man? He never won nothing. Remember, he got 5 for San Diego after, what, a 12-4 season? A 13-3. You know what I'm saying? So that tell you right there, man. But we always had the talent. We just never had the right folks to pull the strings, man. You know, just same thing with the tribe, man. You know, we should have beat Atlanta. You know, we should have beat Atlanta. We should have beat the Marlins. You know, I can't take a no Mesa. You know, when it was time, instead of leaving old boy in, they put Mesa in there. You know, Mesa give up, though, man. Don't get me started. You know what I'm saying? Like my boy.
Flashback.
That old boy said, man, he been in Cleveland for 39 years. G-Mac, what did he say? He been in Cleveland for 39 years.
G-Mac.
And he's been before. Yeah, I've seen that one before too, man, over and over and over again. But the problem between me and G-Mac is he don't watch that movie no more. I keep on watching the movie thinking the ending going to change.
He's showing his DVD.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I bought his DVD, man, dubbed it and everything, boy. But I heard a lot of talk about Denver, man, Peyton Manning and his kryptonite was Brady and Belichick. Yeah, it is Brady and Belichick, but people got to remember too, man, it's the cold weather, man. That's his kryptonite, man. Brady is Peyton Manning is a dome dude, if you will. You know what I'm saying? He's not no cold weather guy, man. So once that old below average weather hit up there in Denver, man, I'm going to like to see that passing game without a running game. I'm going to like to see that. You know what I'm saying? I'm really going to like to see that, man. So I'm going to run down my list right quick, man. I know y'all going to let your brother run down the list right quick. I got a little quick.
Man, you got all the time, man. Take the time.
Hey, man, let me hit you with the Browns right quick. My Browns, right quick, is fool's gold right now. We all know that. We're going to the, you know, I'm loving 2-2. I'm loving it like everybody else, man. I'm loving Brian Hoyer like everybody else. But, you know what I'm saying, we went to the flea market to get that hair and bone. You know what I'm saying? We ain't get it out of no real Jewish market. You know, so Brian Hoyer, you know, he's a three-time representative, man. He learned behind Brady, you know what I'm saying, up there in New England, man. But, you know, he's not the second coming of Drew Brees. Nah, Drew Brees went from San Diego, and then he went to New Orleans and became this ooh-wee quarterback.
Right.
Not Hoyer, man. Come on, let's be for real. Let's just enjoy the show right now. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this, T-Nick. Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you were speaking earlier about having the right people in place to make those calls, you guys have North Turner now, and we saw a glimpse of what Cleveland could do in the preseason if you work it right. It's just that I was looking more at Jason Campbell as the next person to step in, but you tricked me and go to Brian Hoyer. I'm seeing North Turner's offense work if you run it right. And, yeah, they might be protecting the quarterback a little bit better. Yeah, he might be dumping it off quick and doing this. But, hey, that's what Tom Brady does. That's what Peyton Manning does. That's what Drew Brees does. He's just – I mean, he's doing pretty good right now. I'm not going to take anything away. And like L Boogie has always said on this show, it's never been about the defense. It's never been about Cleveland's defense.
No,
it's always been about, about who was calling the shots and who was the quarterback. But you got North Turner, and you finally found somebody who could actually make the offense work.
And I'm good with that. I'm good with North Turner, man. I'm going to tell you, Ray Horton, man, we'd be lucky we can keep that dude for one more year. Because he's going to be somebody head coach somewhere. We'd be lucky to keep him for one more year. But when it comes to Jason Campbell, man, how could you say in the famous words of Dennis Green, he is who we thought he is. He is who we thought he was. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing else to see with him.
You know, you've seen him in Washington. You've seen him in Oakland. He the same dude. You know, so going to Hoyer, man, you know, let's give him a shot. Let's see what he can do. And, you know, we traded T. Rich, man. He didn't have no room to run. That's because we didn't have Josh Gordon to blow the top off the defense. You know, we didn't have nobody going deep, man. We didn't have nobody but little Benjamin. You know what I'm saying? And Private Benjamin, you know, he's little. He's small, so he don't have that big body, man. He can't go up and go get the rock. He can't do that. You know, so I'm with North Turner. I'm with Chud. You know, I'm with Horton. You know, but I'm gonna tell everybody, man, Brian Hoyer is not the answer. It's like Roddy Piper used to say, just when you thought you had the answer, I changed the questions. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is right now, man. That's what it is right now with them. Brian Hoyer, man, he not it. And I'm going to tell you, you know, so Lombardi, you know, everybody say, you know, we got the two first-round picks. We got a second round. We got two-thirds. We got two-fourths. I said it on my show. I say it on your show. Lombardi is the same dude who picked Jamarcus Russell over Calvin Johnson. He took him over Joe Thomas. He took him over Adrian Peterson. He took him over Skittles. Lynch, Marshawn Lynch. He took him over all those dudes, man. So I don't know if you trust that dude. Do you trust that dude? You trust somebody running the Cowboys, T-Row?
Absolutely not.
Goddamn right. Absolutely not. You're doggone right, man. So the Browns need a franchise quarterback, man. This past year, we spent the draft. We spent the free agency on the defensive side of the ball. Next year is the offensive side. We're going to get a quarterback. We're going to get some running backs, receivers, offensive line, you know, whatever it is. That's what we're going to get, man. So I'm going to move on from them, man. I ain't going to even talk about them no more. Heck, I'm talking about the Dirty Birds. Dirty Birds problem, ain't no work in the trenches, man. You know, the game is won or lost in the trenches. Defensive side of the ball, offensive side of the ball. You know, they let the right tackle go. You know, he went down to Miami right now. Matter of fact, he's playing on TV right now. You know, they let him go down to Miami. You know, so they don't have nobody in the trenches, man. There's no investment on the defensive side of the ball. You know, what was their big splash? Their big splash was Steven Jackson, man. You know, so the Dirty Birds, they can correct it. I think they're going to finish up 9-7. You know, I think it's going to be a tough wild card position for them to get because they got to play Green Bay. They got to play San Francisco. I think all three of those teams are going to be fighting for that wild card right there. You know, and moving on to the collegiate side of the ball, the USC, man. They need a polished coach, man. They need somebody with some swagger to come in. You got to know, man, USC is a top 5 job when it comes to NCAA football. You know, they got to have somebody in there that the fans respect. You know, it's Hollywood. People want to come out and see them folks. You got to put on a show. You know, and Lane Kiffin, man, do y'all know that Oakland only hired Lane Kiffin because the offensive coordinator from USC said no. You know, and Lane Kiffin at the time was the co-coordinator on the offensive side of the ball. So the Raiders hired him. You know, and then he ran to Tennessee, and then he ran to USC. You know, but, you know, protection of the complexion, so he's going to keep on getting the job. But, you know, no Sumlin. You know, I heard my caller say earlier, you know, Sumlin was coming, man. Sumlin not coming there, man. He in the SEC, brother. The SEC is where it's at right now. You know, at Texas A&M, Johnny Football put him on the map, you know, and it's a done deal. One more thing I got, man. What's my brother's name from L.A.? They called him CeeLo. Was that his name? I don't want to say his name wrong. Was that his name, CeeLo?
Yeah, C-No,
like dollar bill, like $100, C-No.
Exactly.
You can cash out right now, C-No, because I'm going to tell you, Biggie told y'all, man, ain't nothing in Cali right now going on but them 3 W's, and it ain't no wins. It's the women, the weather, and the weed. That's all y'all got going on right now.
Kendrick.
Okay. Hey, there is no L.A. team, and there's no football team in L.A. because ain't no support out there. You know, first of all, y'all fair weather fans. Okay, the Dodgers ain't won since Earl Hershiser was out there, so y'all can forget it. You know, I'm all in with Puig. I'm all in with him, but the Dodgers ain't won. Mm. Now, Dwight Howard said no to L.A. Now let's keep in mind, this is L.A. Okay, this is the big franchise. You know, we don't bow down to nobody, but let's not forget, they put up a huge bulletin board. Billboard up for Dwight Howard saying, please stay. Please stay, Dwight. Dwight, please stay. And what did Dwight do? Dwight bounced off. You know what I'm saying? So That tell you right there, man. That's the Clippers time. The Clippers running that joint, man. L.A., y'all second material, man. Y'all off the, and y'all about to feel it, man. Kobe is a, what you call it, Boogie? A bag of bones? Yeah, bag of bones,
bag
bro.
Bag of bones. B.O.B.
He, man, D'Antoni is M.B.G. Number garbage. He done too. You forget it, man. So, you know, L.A., y'all want to crash on Cleveland, man. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I moved out of Cleveland. I'm down in ATL right now, but I'm still rooting for my dreams. Like I said before, ain't nothing in Cali but the women, the weather, and the weed. Sticky green. That's what it is out there. Ain't no more. The Clippers run your house. See, no, love that. The Clippers run your house. Kevin Durant was right.
Yeah.
James Harden is better than Dwayne Wade. If we was playing 3-on-3, matter of fact, if we was 5-on-5 right now, I'm taking Boogie. I'm taking T-Row. I'm taking me, Millie Neal, and I'm going with James Harden. And D-Wade going to be that last dude over there just looking at me like, I can't believe you ain't picking me.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing, bad bones. Same with him. It's a done deal, man. So it is what it is, man. I appreciate y'all letting me run my rant on tonight, man. It's on a Monday night. I couldn't call in last Friday, man, because I had 2 wisdom teeth pulled along with a root canal.
Whoa.
But it was a done deal for your boy, man. It was, boy, it was a done deal, man. So it is what it is, man. Streets is talking. I appreciate being in the house with the underground teams of sports, man. Y'all take it easy, man. I think on Friday after them Indians and Browns win, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it, man. Street talking.
And listen to this. T.D.,
yes,
James,
yes,
Harden got to come off the bench, man, because OG got to start, man.
OG come on the bench, because when OG get the ball, he may not pass it back to you, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
James Harden.
Hey, me and OG, that's my dog. We play together, man. We, you know, pick and pop, man. I set that screen, you know, and I'm that dude that pop out, hit me with the woo, woo, tap on my hands and pop it out. I'm going to shoot the J, you know, because I'm 40, man. I can't go to the bucket like I used to no more, but I can pick and pop all day long.
We thank you for blessing us. We appreciate it, T-Nick. And, man, tell all the guys we said what's up, man. Much love. Great show yesterday.
Hey, I appreciate that,
and,
man. I'll make
I
sure.
Tried to stay on, but I don't know, man. The sniper got me. I don't know what happened.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good, man. So I'm about to hang up, man. I'm going to tell my wife so she can tell her friend to tell her friend to tell her husband to tell his girlfriend to listen to the show.
No question.
Appreciate it,
we'll
fellas.
See you Friday in the asylum. Freestyle,
hey,
Friday. We need some T Nick.
Man, you know I hung my microphone up, but I'm gonna try. We'll see. Later, fellas.
No doubt. Ro, give a couple shout outs, man, before we get out of here, man. Go ahead, you go first, man.
Oh, man, you know what it is, L Boogie. You know, I see you. I see you, Juel. That's the big homie. You know, he be out there in the Cali, man, dipping behind the mountains. You know what I'm saying? Static beast, you know, ain't too good. But you know what it is. Hey, big shout out to my big homie, D Pope. I see you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Al, I see you over there checking us out on the web. Uncle Dunn, I saw you call in. Much love, man. We're going to have to get them boys in the asylum, L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? Call us, you know what I'm saying? Get them on. They be checking us out online, so, you know, they be helping us out. They be showing love the other way, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody who be checking us out online, you know what I'm saying, keeping us on. Remember, we only on 2 days a week, Monday, which is the beginning of the week, and Friday, which is, you know, when we start getting it cracking. So, you know, big up to everybody out there chilling. Kevo, Black Man, you know, I see you guys. Lil Junior, I see you. He keep running in here, you know. It's fogged up in the man cave, so, you know, he got to get up out of here. But much love to all the callers in the asylum, L Boogie. You know what it is. One time for your mind, baby.
No doubt, man. Peace out to Cookie Meeks, man. She came down and kicked it, man. Got some sun before she went back home. You know, Pook with the deal. Man, peace to the kids, man. All the kids that's playing high school football. Peace out to Coach Scott. They got a big game this Friday against Chandler Hamilton, man. It's going to be going down. Big up. And yo, Ro, once again, I just want to say shout out, you know, to my cousin Ty, Ron, Auntie. I see you looking in. My cousin, my little cousin, looking down on this Cam McFadden. I see you, man. Hey, yo, Ro, great show tonight. I want to know what the fans going to say on Friday. I want to see the look on their faces. Hopefully it's good ones. The streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com. The streets is talking. And as always, you know what I be always telling my friends, bro. To tell a friend. To tell a friend. To tell a lot of girlfriends. OG, I see you, baby. Peace out. And you know we sponsored by the streets. As always. Let's go, bro. Let's get out of here, man. Let's flow. Don't come out. Go, yeah, not the frizzy feminine nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, nigga, I don't sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang, y'all go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, y'all go everything. Now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 4.11 with the Gabby top. The all go scale, that's my magic box. Got the soul, my neck, my neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the arm, my neck, my neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. God damn, I'm turned up. Think the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. God damn, fucked up. Hell, this work high as fuck. You want one more juice, take it easy, man. Shit, I pay less for a pair of Yeezys, man. All I wanna know if I'm a bouncer. Bitch talking me to death like I'm a counselor. She popped the molly, I'm guessing. Woo. But if she throwing the pussy, I'm catching. Woo. 223 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Don't holes all in my phantom. Young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn. Young.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on, so that's gold all on her butt. Gold all on my watch. So big it's like a clock. Some people wear fox fur on the source cover. I wore fox. Damn. This for all the DJs that got this on replay. Yeah, I celebrate on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, ho, about to have a ventilate. I owe a one. We did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, top bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on loud, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here. I spell south with a L. L stand for fuck y'all if you ain't fucking with my set. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm styling. Just got a girl chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she driving. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too. I got killers watching, niggas watching, bitches watching me too. See, I'm on lean, on loud, and I got my own lane. You need to mind your own business. It's 2 Chainz and Trinidad.
Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey, shit, Jane, I said I'll fuck with fuck niggas. And if you're a fuck nigga, I'm talking about.